right now, after yesterday's two-touchdown performance that we've touched on a little bit throughout the show. I caught up with Terry McLaurin along with a small group of reporters, but I asked all the questions in this particular sequence so we can play it all together and let you hear it. It's a little bit more than 4 minutes. Terry McLaurin, after catching his fifth and sixth touchdowns, after a seventh win, after he rocked Deonte Banks to sleep, just as we said he would, Terry McLaurin with me after yesterday's win at MetLife Stadium.
Terry, just one on the first touchdown.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously run the pick, you know, and then you run underneath with the slant. Is it the suddenness of the route on the slant or the pick that maybe frees you up a little bit?
That's a really good question, and it was almost film study for me this week, honestly. I knew Banks liked the really slow play routes in the red zone. He likes to kind of, no pun intended, bank inside, meaning he takes inside leverage. And I knew he was playing a little head up on that route, and so I watched the Cleveland game when Amari Cooper kind of rocked him a little bit, and it's more of a true slant, and mine was kind of more of a one-step slant, but the same principles apply. He's not really aggressive in the red zone for whatever reason, and so I knew if I came off a little urgently, he would probably try to get hands on quickly, and that can make a really bang-bang play. So I came off really slow. I was telling Jane, oh, I'm a slow play. Whether it was a fade or a slam, I'm a slow play him and just have him kind of relax on the snap, and then the suddenness of the outside stick to win inside. And like I said, he threw the ball low and away, and only I had a chance to get it.
So it's come off slow off the line, and then the sudden.
And then that was more just like, I may not run it every time like that. Like, you know, the one against Baltimore, that was a little bit more of a 1-2 stick for the fade, but this one, just off of the film study I've been seeing, I just knew, like, a lot of corners sometimes get down there in the red zone, they get hands on you quick, but he's kind of waiting for your move. And so when knowing I have a one-step slant, I didn't want to be too urgent, but at the same time I wanted to use enough suddenness that I could still win on the inside move. So that was just a little bit of film study on my part, just trying to be ready for the moment. And when it came up, honestly, we had the same route concept against them in week two. We just didn't quite hit it, but for it to come up again, I was excited.
You're one away from your career high in terms of touchdowns. You had 7 in your rookie year. You got 6 now.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean I mean, a lot of times players say they don't have statistical goals.
But. Yeah. You know, I have goals in my head that I had coming into this season, but honestly, I'm really just enjoying the process and the way we're winning, the way we're preparing each and every week. And I'm having fun with this group of guys. It just seems like every single week, a new guy is stepping up and making plays, and that's fun to be a part of, because not just myself, but so many of these other guys train all year long to be ready for their opportunities. And when you play on an unselfish team that nobody really cares who gets the credit, you see performances like you're seeing across the season where you don't know who's going to make the play, but it's going to be somebody in this room, and we trust all 11 in that huddle. So, you know, coming into this season, I just wanted to really, you know, just take a step in my game. You know, obviously last year didn't go as we anticipated, but myself, I just want to be accountable and write down some things that I wanted to get better on this offseason. It's really refreshing to feel like you put the work in and it's starting to really show, and you continue to build the trust from your coaches and your teammates.
At 7-2 and just the belief, does that come from being able to answer bad things in a game? Like they score and you guys immediately answer.
For sure.
You know, right before the half, obviously, you immediately answer after a timeout and things are kind of like, ooh.
Right.
Does that mean something extra to a team during a game?
It means everything to be able to withstand the momentum swings in a football game. And, you know, those guys get paid as well, so we know they're going to make plays. And like I said, whether it's the defense holding the offenses this year and for us to get a chance to get the ball back, or if they give up a touchdown, we're coming back and responding with a touchdown to put pressure on their offense again. Mm-hmm. We know our defense is going to eventually get home and create turnovers. And so I think that's just the camaraderie we built with one another, offense and defense, the competitiveness that we have in practice, to where we come out here and this is what we do. Like, there's nothing special. There's no secret sauce. It's just the work that we put in is the secret. The love for one another is why we're having the success, and our ability to execute when we need it most. Like DQ says, winning time moments. You're starting to see that week in and week out. And so we got to find a way to keep that going on top of cleaning up the mistakes as well. But, you know, I like where we're at right now, but, you know, we still got a long way to go. So we're looking forward to the grind.
All right, that is Commander's star wide receiver Terry McLaurin, who after a slow start to the year has been on a torrid pace.